How do you find a community for yourself when you're surrounded by like that melting pot that you were talking about?
So in the beginning, moving from an Islamic community, it was absolutely so different, especially that I lived in Saudi Arabia and I was interacting with mostly Muslims. But when I moved to Jordan, there was so many Christians as well, and interacting with Christians was not what I expected. It was so easy. You hardly actually notice the difference. It's not what the media is showing us. Also, I kind of had a background about that because my father, he said his best friend was Christian when he used to live in Jordan. So I still had that feeling where being around other people from other faiths is positive, but I did not experience it on personal level. And when I experienced it, it was amazing. Like around Muslim holidays, like Ramadan, when we fast, Christians will not eat around us at all out of respect. They would host us to break our fast in their churches and in their homes. So you never really see any difference. Same with Christmas. When it's around Christmas time, we do greet them. We do, decorate with them. We do help them here and there. So like whatever division the media is creating between us was not really there on real life in Jordan. Then when I moved to the United States, it was totally a different story. I noticed that Christians in Jordan are very religious Christians. Yet they were very respectful of Islam. But moving specifically to Arkansas, maybe to bigger cities is a different issue, but being in Arkansas is totally different because I felt like most people are sheltered. Some of them never met a Muslim before. They all have the specific image of a Muslim, specifically Muslim woman who covered like me. When I got here, it was hard the first couple of years. Then later on, since I was raised in an open-minded family, yet religious, I was able to start making American friends. And it was so wonderful meeting all these people who were actually open-minded. And interesting enough that some of my closest American friends, since I was in college till now, for about 15 years now, most of them come from different backgrounds. Like some of them are originally from Italy, some of them are originally from China, So I think that what helped build that relationship where they all have a different background. I know that faith basically is the main thing for me to make good friends, but also, having common interests or common hobbies helps. But most importantly, especially after I became a mom, it's very important that I meet moms that have the same principles and values that as me. Because when the kids play together, I want them to be respectful to each other. I don't want them to judge each other based on their background or religion. That also made me make a choice in the beginning of my kids' life to not put them in an Islamic school because I want them to see other kids so they will not be sheltered. I wanted them to interact with others and respect them. It was very interesting because I remember my neighbor lived next to me. She's Baptist, she's Christian Baptist, and they never met a Muslim before. Her kids spent
No way.
most of their days in our house, and based on her job and her husband's job, there was a lot of nights where they can't be home, so the kids would spend the night with me. Sometimes I would find her daughters putting hijab on just like me, and when me and the kids go pray, they would come and pray with us, and they had no idea. And I would be sure to take pictures and show the mom so she will not think I'm trying to take her kids from their religion, but we had that beautiful relationship of respect, and that's where I found myself. I can make friends from other faiths as long as we respect each other, we have boundaries, and we have things in common like principles,
And I think I think back like when you say like they've never met a Muslim before, and I'm like that's crazy. But honestly, like before our first interview with an imam like earlier this year, I don't think I had really talked to like a Muslim before either, because like we go to a Jewish school and all this. So like reaching out is definitely important, and that's something that we're trying to do as well, and like connecting on the principal level and stuff like that.
Definitely. Go ahead.
So I've spoken to, because I've also moved around a lot, except mainly in the United States. So I have spoken with a few Muslims before, but really nothing with the imam or anything. And really, whenever I spoke with them, it was never about faith, or it was never a connection of faith, but it was more so just those common principles and values, whether they were secular or it was just, you know, trying to establish a friendship. And really, I think that's like the ground, like the foundation of all sorts of positive interactions. You need just some sort of principle that both of you guys can connect to.
I totally agree with you. You know, I had a very interesting story when I first few years in the United States, when I went to college, there was an older lady that went to school with me. She was really, really old, like in her 60s or 70s.
Oh,
wow. She would cook me food and bring it and be like, I'm sure you miss your mom's food. Then later on, I found out that she was Jewish. And I was so pleased because myself, as a Muslim woman who was raised in the Middle East, I never interacted with Jewish people before. And that was my first interaction ever. How that woman knew that I would miss my mom's food, how respectful she was of me, and how kind she was to me. My dad was also, since, you know, based on our history as Palestinians, my dad still was afraid of interacting with Jewish people. And unfortunately, this is what the propaganda did. They created that division between Muslims and Jewish. And when he saw that, when I told him the story, he was very surprised. He was like, are you sure? Is she really nice? You know,
yeah.
And later on, they started, you know, listening to the stories that I tell them. Even when I moved to China, there was a huge community of Jewish Israelians. And they had nothing against me. I had nothing against them. We had a beautiful relationship. We shared food. Sometimes I would cook special dishes from the Middle East and they would buy it from me. And we never talked about politics. We lived completely in peace. So you see who was creating the division between us, you know?
Right, right. It's almost like artificially created just to like spur the tension and like hate around.
Yes, exactly.